Dallas Citizens Council has been around for a very long time. Its roots actually go back to 1937 when R.L. Thornton got a bunch of people together and said, we need to get this community moving. Today, they have the ability to put together movers and shakers. It was just a couple of 3 weeks ago. I watched the annual meeting, and they had Rex Tillerson sitting there with Jim Baker. and last year, it was Jamie Dimon who was in it, and then Bob Schieffer and Scott Pelley, and the CEO of PepsiCo was in. It's really a remarkable group. But who are they, and what do they do? The brand-new chairman of the board can answer that. Fred Perpall is the CEO of the Beck Group, but he's also chairman of the board, brand-new chairman of the board of the Dallas Citizens Council. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. Good to be here.
So tell me about the purpose of the Dallas Citizens Council. You put on great shows. You put on a great annual meeting, but what do you do the rest of the year?
Well, the Dallas Citizens Council is a coalition of CEOs of Dallas-based companies, typically large employers of the citizens of Dallas. And we are comprised of a group of leaders who want to lead in the moments that matter most for Dallas.
And it's interesting. So you've got, we've got chambers of commerce and North Texas commissions, and then we have mayors and city councils. So tell me about the gap.
You know, I think the Citizens Council and what makes us unique, we're very action-oriented. And it's a group of leaders who, form a very strong bond with each other to lead on issues of public policy, not only in the city of Dallas, but the state of Texas. Because we feel, we have a unique perspective as employers, a unique perspective of people who are, sort of leading businesses. And we think we need to be engaged to help our decision makers make smart public policy choices.
Yeah. So it's more... it's policy oriented. It's not the little nickel and dime things. It's the big picture.
Yeah, I would say I love the chambers and I'm very engaged with several of them. We spend a lot of time at the chamber, thinking about economic development and attracting people to Dallas, and those have underlying factors like education, et cetera. But the Citizens Council is entirely focused on public policy. And our key areas tend to be things like, water infrastructure, transportation, healthcare, and of course education, because we need the talent we need.
Looking
for the
at
future.
The long view.
Yeah.
So it's something like 150 CEOs that are.
There's actually 170.
170 CEOs.
Yeah, and you would know the name of all of our companies.
But the CEO, I think about you. Beck Group operates all over the country.
Yep.
And I would guess that you don't have breakfast in this city 2 to 3 days of the week. How do you put 170 people, very busy people, some are big multinational companies, how do you put them all together in a room and accomplish anything?
There's the old adage that, for Rome to be strong as a Roman Empire, then the city of Rome has to be strong. And I think the unique thing about our coalition, all of these CEOs live in Dallas. And I think we all understand that to have thriving companies, we have to have a thriving core. And so the city where we're based, the city where we live, the city where we raise our families needs to be strong, and we need to make a commitment there. Moreover, because it is headquarters for many of our companies, we have a number of employees that we want to just make sure that this is the finest city in the country to live, work, and play. And so making that investment, and I think, motivating our members to make that investment in the city of Dallas is very easy when you put that lens on it.
So what's the biggest challenge right now? Because, otherwise you look around here and everything is going great.
Yeah. Well, look, there are many cities that, I think are struggling today that, in the 60s and 70s, I won't call any names, probably felt equally as good as their, opportunities for the future.
Yeah.
And while Dallas has done very well, we've had, the kind of economic vibrancy that make the entire country envious, I think we've got to be focused on some long-term, structural challenges we have. Too many of our kids, for instance, are not getting the kind of education and are not being equipped with the skills they need for the future. We've got to be, a leadership group in a city focused on talent development, focused on early child education, focus on education, particularly for our kids who are coming from, sort of more challenged backgrounds. We've got to get our transportation networks in order. There's no question that we can list a number of cities that have grown really rapidly that has not made the infrastructural investments needed to continue to spark growth. We've got to solve our water challenges. We've got challenges around long-term water supply, and of course, you know, we've got to figure those out, and those are public policy issues that government has to lead. And then finally, our lack of a solution as a state on healthcare is crowding out our state's ability to invest in all of these things. And so while I'm not going to tell you that I'm a healthcare expert, we have to solve our healthcare issue in the state of Texas, because too much of our state funding is going to healthcare, and it's crowding out our ability to invest in education and higher education and you know, water and transportation and all of the, you know, sort of large issues.
So these are all also, you know, hot button political topics.
Yep.
And I think of the state legislature, which is in session right now. That's just a pool of special interest. Do you all have the ability to go above that? I mean, are you a, this is an apolitical organization?
Yeah, we certainly are not a overtly political organization. I think we have, you know, our members probably comprise and represent, you know, every spectrum. But I think what we try to focus on is pro-growth strategies, you know, strategies that are, that everyone should be focused on. And of course, we know that there's always a partisan twist to these issues, but we try to lead in an optimistic way and in an evidence-based way to say, let me tell you about our talent shortcoming. Let me tell you about the number of unfilled positions we have. Let's talk about the skills gap. And not only focus on college readiness for our high school kids, but also workplace readiness. And so, yes, we have to deal with, you know, elected officials who absolutely are partisan. We try to take one step above that and talk about, you know, sort of fact-based, long-term, you know, policy that will help growth.
So how do you implement this? I mean, white papers are written all the time, and maybe they're read, maybe they aren't. But I mean, are you down talking to the individual politicians and work? Do you loan them people? I mean, you have a lot of corporations. Sometimes they'll loan out talent.
Yeah. No, we and all of those things. So, you know, there's been times where I myself personally and others of our members have gone down to the state to testify. You know, we had a pension crisis. We felt like the pension issue, were it not solved, could bankrupt the city of Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, last year we not only studied the issue, we employed several of our member companies on a consultant basis to prepare for us, you know, fact-based studies to show, you know, what the implication of long-term poor decisions might be, to just help all of the parties understand, you know, in a non-biased way, you know, what the potential compromises could be. Myself and a few other members went down and testified to the pension committee. So we get pretty involved, but we try to stay above the partisan politics and try to advocate for what we believe is good for the average citizen in the city of Dallas.
Do you get invited in, or do you go out and look? Do you look for causes?
Well, you know, I think it's got to be a combination of both. Like, at our highest purpose is to continue to advocate for causes we believe in that will create growth and create a great quality of life. And so those are things that we want to be proactive with.
But the Citizens Council generates those.
Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like the policy areas I mentioned, education, water, transportation, healthcare. But we also understand that sometimes we get in a ditch. Like, no one was looking for a pension crisis. But we had one. And so I think for us, when we say we want to lead and serve in the moments that matter most for the citizens of Dallas, we felt like the pension issue was a moment that really mattered. And so there are some of these, you know, issues that we just can't predict. But when they arise, we want to be there to serve.
And there will be, someday this community will slow down. I mean, despite the momentum that we have, and we look forward to you guys bringing us in for a soft landing, okay?
Well, hopefully we can. You know, look, this city has been so important to so many, and it's offered a great life to me and my family and to our company, and we think it's the least we can do to give back.
Yeah, you're a good man to dedicate the time, and I know as CEO of Beck Group, you don't have much of it. But we gotta talk real estate. I need to get you back and talk in architecture and that too. But Fred Perpall's the new chairman of the board of the Dallas Citizens Council. It's good to have you with us, and I look forward to your next annual meeting and seeing who you guys show up with.
David, thank you for having me.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.